was Los Lugers with the song Mujeres del Espacio from the horror punk Splatter Massacre 7-inch that they did with 5 Cent Freak Show that we heard earlier. That came out in 2018 and was recorded by Blood Freak Records and distributed by Deadly Distribution, and Los Lugers are from Zaragoza, Spain. Before that, we heard the song Seu Corazao by Vibora Horror Punk from Only Blood that came out in 2016, and Vibora are from Santo André, Brazil. I'm actually not sure. I wanted to ask, is the band name Vibora or Vibora Horror Punk? I've noticed that a lot of horror punk bands include the word horror punk in the band name. I think it's just a sense of pride for the genre, which I'm down. I back it. Horror pride! And then before that, we heard Bloody Holly and the Rickets with Varga Zoltan. And that was a song Figue Riaset from the Figue Riaset single that came out earlier this month on October 8th. And Bloody Holly are from Budapest. So on their Bandcamp, they mention featuring Zargoa Zoltan, but some of their early recordings don't make that distinction. They're only called Bloody Holly and the Rickets, and he's been credited on every release, so I'm pretty sure he's a permanent member. I know he's also the keyboardist for Usme, and he also has a ton of other credits, so I think they just wanted to give him a bit of a spotlight, I guess. Shouts out to him, then. And then we started that off with a great spooky psychobilly band. That was 5 Cent Freak Show with the song My Sweet Elena. That was the A-side of the horror punk Splatter Massacre 7-inch with Los Lugers that we heard earlier. And 5 Cent Freak Show are from Calgary, Alberta. So, once again, you're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name is Zoo from All Over, and we are continuing our own personal Halloween party. with your friends or by yourself. Hi, Morris. Hey, Morris. Morris is a squirrel that lives in the trees outside my window. I named him Morris after Keith Morris because he bounces around a lot. So he's... you want to come to my Halloween party, Morris? Hi, Morris. Hi, Morris. You want to be on the radio? Hi. Say hi to all the nice people listening. Say hi, Maximum Rock and Roll. Hi, Morris. Aw, he's shy. Oh, shit, there's a guy out there. Ugh, that scared me. Ugh, creeper. Go away, dude. Weirdo. Anyway, let's keep it going with something a little more brutal. Let's put the murder in Murderween. this is the Muertos from Lima with the song La Momia. We'll be right back.
Wrapped around your finger with its charm. Then you will speak, and you will.
Morons Morons with the song Night Visions from the High Tension Situation LP that came out in February on Sweet Time Records from Nashville. And Morons Morons are from... Okay, so it just says Eastern Europe, but the record was recorded in Warsaw, so maybe they're from Poland? I don't know. Anyway, before that, we heard the Virgos from Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, with the song Blessed Are the Dead That Die from Pennsylvania Death Trip that came out in September. I really recommend Pennsylvania Death Trip. It's weird to say, but it's a gorgeous record. In a thick, heavy, doomy way, there's a lot of beauty in it. Like that solo that we heard in there, it's like a beautiful bloom coming out of the rubble. I wonder if Brendan Small is an influence for them. That solo especially reminds me of him. Do yourself a favor and give the whole record a listen. Give yourself a little treat. Before that, we heard the song Paid in Brain by Direct Hit from the Wasted Mind LP that came out in 2016 on Fat Wreck from San Francisco. And Direct Hit are from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Direct Hit are a really great Midwest emo indie rock band, so not a horror punk band at all, but that song, when I first heard it, I put it on my horror punk list. So as far as I know, that's their only song that falls into this genre, but if you're looking for some good chanting Midwest emo pop punk, definitely check out Direct Hit from Milwaukee. And then we started that off with the Muertos from Lima with the song La Momia from their self-titled that they self-released in 2010. So once again, you're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name is Zoo from All Over, and thank you for joining me for our All Hallows Eve celebration, however you choose to celebrate. And remember to be mindful of the quiet kids who struggle with the changing season. You won't get the reaction that you're looking for from them if you bully them into having a good time. I remember, so my great friend and yours, Michael from the North Bay, and I, like, I think it was like two Halloweens ago, we saw this horror punk band from San Diego called, it's gonna drive me crazy. Well, anyway, we saw them in October, and they kept trying to get everyone up and moshing. The Riders from San Diego, that's what they were called. Ugh, that was gonna kill me. Anyway, they had a dunce cap with them that had Pit Dunce written on it, and they said that anyone that doesn't mosh has to sit on the stage and wear it. It did not work. I felt bad for them because I'm sure that in sunny San Diego, everyone's up and energetic, but like, sorry dudes, this is the Pacific Northwest in October. Everyone's depressed and quiet at the moment, so we're all gonna hang by the bar or lean against the wall and nurse a drink. Shaming people into getting out of their comfort zone is not going to inspire anyone to come out of their shell. Just let them enjoy their little corner. They're not hurting anyone. And no shame on the Riders at all. That's their thing, and I felt kind of bad for them for not getting the reaction that they're used to. But just, like, bands that want to tour up here, come in the summer if you want energy. Otherwise, we're all going through it, and that's okay. We're looking out for each other. That guy is still out there. Man, creepers lurking. So anyway, let's get back to the spookies. So let's keep it going with, oh, a great spooky band from Kentucky. And this record just came out a few weeks ago on Friday the 13th. So this is Pumpkin Guts featuring Plague 9 with the song The Ghost of John.
left out the window.